Hi there, Billy Hindle here, the voice of Alice Dyer in the Magnus Protocol. As part of the Magnus Archive's 10th anniversary, Rusty Quill is hosting a special Magnus Live show at the upcoming Crossed Wires Podcast Festival in Sheffield. Join co-creators Jonathan Sims and Alexander J. Newell on the 5th of July for a new iteration of our live show, Statement Begins, where you can hear fan-favourite statements such as Anglerfish, Red Live, and gain exclusive insights into the creation and history of the show straight from the creators themselves. You can buy your tickets now, including limited numbers of meet and greet tickets, from crossedwires.live or the link in the description of this episode.
Do not fear the dark. Fear what darkness brings. It's October, 1935, in Arkham. The city fights to stay afloat against the rising tides of corruption, mobs, and an unnamed, unseen power which grows hungry beneath the crumbling foundation. Series 2 of Malevolent, Threshold, continues the story of private investigator Arthur Lester and the ancient King in Yellow, now known as John Doe, the entity sharing Arthur's mind and controlling his sight. Tasked with solving a brutal mob-related murder, noir meets Lovecraftian horror in this deeply human tale of darkness and redemption. Each thread pulled drags them deeper, where alien horrors and impossible truths wait just beyond the dark. If you're a fan of noir mystery, cosmic horror, unforgettable characters, and immersive sound design, now's the time to cross the threshold. Listen to Series 2 of Malevolent today, wherever you get your podcasts, or join the Patreon for access to weekly chapters and help choose how the story ends.
This video contains content that some might find disturbing. Viewer discretion is advised.
Previously on Are You Scared?
He just crashes the car, killing them both.
Hey, now we're on to...
Jesus, a car just slammed into the building.
Why are the things you're pitching actually happening?
I don't know. There was a body there 10 seconds ago. Now he's completely gone. What's happening?
I don't know. Why is everything you say coming true?
I don't know. I don't want it to be.
Oh, I'm going to black out.
Adam? I think we're trapped.
I'm Ryan Bergara, and this is Are You Scared? A show where I tell my friend Shane Madej the internet's scariest stories. We are doing things a little bit different here for Are You Scared? Normally we have a story submitted by you guys, and this time we had a story submitted to us via mail.
By complete strangers. Our friends over at Rusty Quill.
Contained within this envelope were 3 cassette tapes.
Very scary.
So if you don't know what we're talking about, go back and watch episode 1, where we did tape 1. This is episode 2. We're doing tape 2. We're going to find out what happened to the boys in that building. So lock your doors. Turn off the lights. And let's see if we could make it till the end of the night.
The new tape is rolling.
The one electronic still working, a tape recorder. We're saved!
It has a battery.
I know why it's working.
Well, you've got to admit, it's feeling pretty horror-ish right now. Maybe we don't even need a podcast idea. Maybe we just get these tapes transcribed and then recorded.
Why did you have to say blackout?
Because I was going to blackout.
Stop talking. We just need to sit and wait for this to stop.
What, you think this is a dream?
We just watched people explode into piles of bugs.
So I'm dreaming?
I'm not in your dream. I have agency.
So a hallucination then? A shared hallucination?
Yeah, something like that. Hello? Someone? Let us out of here!
It's past 11. No one else is here. The window.
The window.
Help!
Help!
Hello?
Hello down there?
Hello down there?
Hello?
Hello? Help!
So they're about 4 stories up in an office building.
Mentally, though, they could be way up.
They could be, yes.
We don't know if any of this is happening, remember.
Right, it could all be, as they said, a shared hallucination. Have you ever hallucinated?
One time I went to Coachella and I had one of those chocolate bars that was special, and then the heat melted it, and then I had no choice.
Eat it all at once?
Well, I couldn't portion it.
And you full-on hallucinated.
I did hallucinate quite a bit.
What did you see? Did you see people turning into bugs?
No, but my girlfriend at the time, her face was like a skull, and that was crazy. And I was like, whoa, back to the tent, and I went to sleep.
Is this what goes on at Coachella? Sounds fun.
It is pretty fun.
Yeah.
Hello down there!
Hello!
Hello! Help! I don't think you can hear through a window four floors up.
I can't even see if there's anyone down there.
I never noticed how dark it gets when the lampposts go out.
We have to get out of here.
We have to wait for the electricity to come back on.
Or
what?
The London electric grid comes back on.
Be careful!
Why didn't that work? Or every locked door is suddenly opened. I formally pitch a podcast where every locked door is suddenly opened. Didn't work.
Okay, well, now there we go. You want to be screaming the thing at a horror film, and then that thing happens, and then it doesn't work. So that's exactly what I'm satisfied now.
Yeah.
You try.
Try what?
Pitch the idea that the door is unlocked.
You're pitching that I pitch that the door is unlocked.
Yeah, exactly.
But the fact that I haven't done it yet, hasn't that already determined that this isn't working anymore?
What?
Because you pitched that I pitched something, but I haven't. If you had these powers to make anything happen, then I would have pitched something after you pitched that that was the case.
If this was me and you in this situation, and you were doing what he was doing to me, I'd stab you in the throat with a big pen.
Why? You're such a really terrible guy.
And I'd watch the blood come.
You're such a piece of shit.
I'd laugh like this.
You're such a nasty guy.
Also, the doors would have already unlocked, so this isn't my fault.
Oh, God, even when it doesn't make sense, getting you to pitch ideas is an exercise in futility.
Back to insulting me.
God, do you think maybe that's what happened? Because I was being mean to you and now the gods want to punish me?
Maybe. And since when are you suddenly religious?
I'm reevaluating a lot right now, okay? Please, pitch that the door is unlocked.
Fine. How about a podcast where the primary conceit is that the door to this room suddenly unlocks?
Why do only some things happen when we say them? Why will the electricity go out but the doors won't open? Is there any bad ideas?
I don't know, but please, please, stop talking.
I have an idea.
Don't.
A bird attacks that window.
Holy shit!
Oh my God!
Is it when he says, I have an idea?
Maybe. I thought for a second their genie powers were over. Maybe it only happens when it's horrible things. So maybe if I did something like, you know, my big popcorn pit or your big pecs.
My big pecs.
That actually probably would happen.
My pecs would be so big, they would be horrible. I'd be so top heavy, I could just keep falling
over.
How
many days a week are you thinking about big pecs and yet doing no lifting at all?
I can't think about them.
You know, you could have big pecs if you
wanted. No, I can't have big pecs. They'd be too powerful.
You see a crack? Is the window breaking?
I can't really tell. Maybe?
Another bird attacks that window in the same spot as the first.
Stop it!
We have to get out of here! We can't go through the door, so do you have any other ideas?
Stop asking me to pitch ideas. Stop pitching ideas yourself.
Another bird attacks that window!
Oh my God!
Jesus
Christ!
This
guy is a mass murderer of birds!
Yeah,
stop it!
This is not cool.
Yeah, once you kill the first bird, sure. You didn't know that was going to happen. The second bird, maybe I give you a pass. The third bird?
But also, are these even real birds? If they're being conjured by some unknown force, maybe they're just...
Well, I mean, to put it in a context that you would understand, would those be real pecs?
Yeah, they'd be real as hell. You could touch them for days.
I wouldn't.
Oil them up.
Stop exploding birds!
I'm trying to figure this out!
Have you tried asking it to stop?
Asking who? How would I even do that?
Frame it as a podcast!
A podcast where a podcast host has some mysterious ability to make horror ideas come to life, but then he pitches an idea describing his situation and then that stops it.
Is it over?
I don't know.
How do we find out? Don't.
I'm just going to do another bird.
What the fuck? It's pretty good.
He can't get enough. He's seen one bird explode. He's addicted to birds exploding.
He could make it like, a little fly or something.
Yeah, I know. But now he's got the pill. He's bird pilled.
I had a little bird. I had three birds growing up.
How were they?
There was Paco, and there was Abby and Sugar.
Oh, I didn't even know you ate two other birds.
They were cockatiels.
Is this what it was like for you? You got addicted to the first one, and
I'll
then
have
made
another.
The second one, and then the third one?
I'll have another bird, please.
Does that mean it's over?
You were too vague.
Another bird hits the window.
Damn it! Jesus Christ. Come on, man.
Stop talking. Even if you do break the window, then what? We jump from the fourth floor?
The only reason why he's making the birds hit the window is to break the window. Why doesn't he just throw something out the window?
Oh, yeah, I guess that's an option.
Why does he just keep making these birds headbutt this window? They should throw an office chair through this window.
Is this just gonna turn into Die Hard?
Welcome to the party, pal!
They get a phone call, and it's like, hello, cowboy.
Even if you do break the window, then what, we jump from the fourth floor?
Helicopter. We can wait for help.
Help!
Help!
Help! Help us! Help!
Did they see us?
Help! Maybe they're coming around again.
Help! Help! Help, please!
Wave your arms. Wave your arms more. They'll see movement. Help!
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 This is pathetic. Come on now. After you said help 20 times in a row, I think maybe switch to a different strategy, no?
They're pounding on the window, it sounds like, you know?
These guys have conjured the idea of crashing 800 birds into this window and then pounding on their fists like a
crash
child.
It. Here's what you do. Send a bird into the helicopter rotors. Then it crashes into the building. Firemen show up.
Yeah, like Dr. Henry Jones in The Last Crusade.
With his umbrella!
Help, please!
Wave your arms. Wave your arms more. They'll see movement. Help!
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 No.
Come back, Adam. Tell it to come back.
Come back. Come back, helicopter. A podcast where a helicopter comes back.
No. Where is it going?
Oh, go to hell, you stupid helicopter.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. No. Fly, helicopter. Land gently.
Also, come back helicopter like a dog.
Come back your helicopter.
It is really funny.
Do you think a hole is going to open up and it's actually going to go to hell?
That would be sick.
No. Fly, helicopter. Land gently.
What did you do?
Oh, shit. Okay, well, we immediately got our answer. And it was not a nice, gentle landing.
No.
It was, in fact, the opposite. They rocketed into the earth.
Maybe it's a thing where only bad things can happen.
You know what's kind of funny is they started out this podcast talking about maybe if you talk to someone long enough, they'll become the serial killer. They've now killed, what, a dozen birds and whoever was in that helicopter?
That's true. Yeah.
What did you do?
I'm sorry, I wasn't thinking.
Please, let's both just shut up and wait for whatever this is to wear off.
What makes you think this will wear off?
What makes you think it won't?
Looters.
Why did you say that? Now you've summoned a bunch of looters.
There were already looters.
Yeah.
Is this the sound that was always coming from down there?
God, I'm so sorry.
Just stop talking.
Where are the police?
I don't know.
Do we have a radio in here?
Why would we have a police radio?
No police are coming.
That might be true. The police probably have their hands full right now. Plus, you just said that no police are coming.
No idea, didn't I?
I'm begging you. Please just stay quiet until...
Until what?
You have to admit, he does have a point. You should just shut up at this
point. He's got to get better at that, yeah.
Just duct tape his mouth shut.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good idea. Has a single good thing happened?
Nothing really good has come from this guy opening his mouth. It's like the worst version of like when you're in a conversation, you just keep digging yourself a deeper hole.
Yeah.
Except in this scenario, there's a trail of bodies, but you know.
Now I'm actually feeling pretty good if I'm in that building and there's a bunch of rioters down there. Just chill. Unless they set the building on fire, then that's bad. Then you die.
Until what? I don't know. I'm just scared. The more we talk, the more likely it is they discover it's because of us.
Tommy?
God, what's going on down there?
Well, I can't really see, as the ones with the flashlights all seem to be pointing them up here.
Oh, no. I can't imagine how scary it would be if there was, like, a riot going on down below and everyone had flashlights and they all in unison turned them up to my window.
It's like an Invasion of the Body Snatchers situation.
Yeah. They all realize it's you. What do you do in that situation?
I mean, I guess I'd just hide in a closet or something. It sounds like I'm gonna die, so I'd probably just be real scared and curl up in a ball and wait for death.
I think I would just try and appear as nuts as I possibly could. I'd take my shirt off, press my nipples against the glass, start licking it up and down, doing crazy things. I'd probably like start going like that or something, and then they would never come up.
Some of them might.
Stop them. Stop them!
Okay. The looters get distracted from looking at us.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
What the hell?
Ambulance is on fire.
Look.
Oh, I forgot about the bugs. We have to help.
Who? The rioters? The bug corpses? Who's going to help us?
This is such a scene. Such a scene!
That's a lot.
We got big riots. We got ambulances on fire. Everybody's turning into bugs.
We got like a small, neat pile of dead birds at the base of this building. A helicopter somewhere in the distance with like the blade slowly spinning as it's stuck in the side.
It's apocalyptic out there.
That's crazy.
They're bringing about the end of days.
Anytime they try to undo anything, it doesn't work. So they have to wish for something else.
What's like the opposite thing you could do that sounds like a bad wish that would come true, but would in fact be beneficial to you?
I got it.
What?
I would wish for really big hail.
Oh.
Because then all the looters would be like,
yeah.
But it just knocks everyone out, calms everyone down, gets them out of the streets.
Or food poisoning. Everyone gets food poisoning.
I think my idea was better.
I don't like it when you don't read the stories. You're talking too much.
Who's going to help us?
Nothing has happened to us.
Except for the blackout.
Well, that happened to everyone.
The best way you can help them is by shutting up.
We just need to be careful. We need to understand the rules of this.
The rule is, you say something horrible, and it comes true. How has that not been made clear?
There's too much we don't know. What if it's never going to stop?
What if they remember it's because of us and come after us? Can't just keep exploding ambulances.
Poor choice of words as well.
These guys watch their mouths. Watch your mouth!
How hard is it to just sit down and just silently observe the destruction?
Pretty funny, though.
If you and I were up there and we realized we could conjure, here's what we would do. We'd look out the window, we'd go,
because we're smart!
Because we're smart. We got the detective brain.
We got huge brains!
Now birds are dying. Helicopters are exploding. Ambulances.
They can't help themselves. They're trying to outsmart it. Guess what? You can't. You gotta remain mute for the rest of your life.
That's right.
What I would do.
A vow of silence.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy, I think they remember. They're coming.
You gotta be careful with that one.
Why?
He said, they're coming.
Just a bunch
of gotta watch your mouth!
Just a bunch of people, like, in the middle of a sprint going up there.
They're coming.
It's fine. The lifts are out.
The stairs still work!
If we can't get out of this room, they can't get in. Electronic locks, remember?
We're two people. An angry mob pursuing the men who shattered their reality might be a bit more successful.
We'll be okay. They're on their way here, but when they get here, we're safe inside.
Here they come.
Jesus. Get back. God. What's wrong with them?
Tommy, I don't think that lock is gonna hold.
Stop saying things!
But it's true!
Well, now it is.
It's true. We have to do something, quick.
Another explosion outside distracts everyone.
Nice!
Shit.
Not working.
What do we do now?
We have to pitch something else to stop them. We have to. It's them or us. Now, Adam.
You gotta knock one of them out. I'd give you a clean clock, you'd be out, and then that way I could figure out what to do on my own and I could just stop talking. Because you can't talk if you're by yourself.
That's true. I talk to myself a lot, though.
That's why I'd knock you out.
You're a mutterer.
You're
always like... You have a little Gollum Schmeagle conversations all over the office.
That's true, I do yeah. that.
Now, Adam! Oh, God, what? Okay, then the rioters all die, okay? Bugs.
Oh!
I forgot about the bugs! That's how you know that's effective writing. If a writer's gotten you to a point where just one word, bugs, makes you go, oh!
And it makes you say, I forgot about the bugs! Could you imagine if every human, instead of just defecating when they die, they just combust into bugs?
I guess it depends.
How much more interesting
our
world
would be. What kind
of
bugs? You know there's so many bugs.
Like a flock of locusts.
Do you know how many bugs there are?
I'm sure you know this, weirdo.
It's a lot. It's like so many bugs. Relative to people.
You gotta stop talking about bugs to people, man.
Why? There's so many bugs. Why is it bad for me to talk about bugs? And
I'm not saying it's bad. It's just the frequency of the talks.
You're not telling me bugs are fascinating?
They're fascinating.
I know a lot.
I'll say whatever I have to say to make this conversation stop.
You don't want me to talk to you about bugs anymore.
Yeah, just drop it, bug boy.
Don't call me bug boy. Nobody calls me bug boy. Nobody calls me bug boy. And nobody ever has.
Bugs.
Oh my God, oh my God.
They can get the door open enough. We're still safe in here.
Safe? What part of this feels safe? You think because we're locked in a room, we won't explode into a cloud of bugs the second our hearts stop? We need to get out of here.
We need to wait for it to stop.
What if it never stops?
It has to.
Does it?
It'll stop if you just stop talking. So I'm warning you, shut up.
You're warning me?
Adam, look me in the eyes. Look, Adam, look at me. What? You need to stop talking now. You are making me feel very unsafe and putting me in a bad spot.
Tommy, we need...
Why? Why can't you just shut up?
He's about to kill him. He's about to knock his ass out.
Detective brain.
More of a sicko brain.
No, you gotta knock him out.
No, you're...
I'm not saying kill him.
He's about to kill him.
A detective isn't like, you know, it would be good to murder someone.
You know what I would do, though? If I clocked you and you was like, pooh! I would catch you with the other hand.
Now, I want to be... Before we get into that, when... when you knocked me out, would you say, pooh!
Yeah, I would.
You do that whenever you punch someone?
Pooh! I'd be like, what's that over there? Pooh! I'd catch you with the left hand like
this. That's sweet,
this,
to avoid any concussion.
And I'd lay you down onto a pillow that's on the ground.
That's, why is it so tender?
Because I don't want you to concuss yourself.
After you...
Further.
After you've punched me so hard that I black out.
Exactly. Yeah,
okay.
Why? Why can't you just shut up?
What are you holding?
Why couldn't you just wait for it to wear off?
Wait for what to wear off? Stop. Get back.
It needs to stop.
Get away from me.
I'm sorry.
Get off me. What are you doing?
I'm sorry.
Oh!
Adam. Adam. I'm sorry, Adam.
Well, I'm very intrigued as to what's going to happen now.
Is
it going to become sort of a one-man play, a descent into darkness?
Well, I don't think he killed him.
He just knocked him out. Maybe the next one starts with him waking up.
Wake up!
What world is he going to wake up into? That's the question.
I'm on the edge of my seat here. I want to see what happens to these boys. Obviously nothing good because we have their tapes. Unless they sent them to us and they're like, cool story, right?
Yeah.
I guess we'll just have to see next week when we play the last tape. Stay in your house, stay exactly where you are for 1 week, and do not move until we play the last tape. What are you doing? Oh, you're on the edge of your seat?
Yeah!
Nice. That's really good.
I'm excited.
Next time on Are You Scared? The final tape.
All I wanted was for us to have some fun and come up with some ideas.
So you drugged me?
I didn't think it would be this real.
How long were the hallucinations supposed to last?
The guy who sold it to me said it would be less than a minute.
Less than a minute? It's been almost an hour.
Hi, everyone. It's Kareem, the voice of Simon Fairchild from the Magnus Archives.
Today, I'm here to advertise Beck's End, an upcoming new audio drama that will be launching on the RQ Network. Beck's End is a folk horror audio drama about isolation, belief, radicalization, and poses the question if redemption is possible. When floodwaters swallow an idyllic English Lake District village, a stranded journalist finds herself trapped in a rising tide of fear. Cut off from the outside world, she begins to uncover horrors both human and biblical, lurking beneath the surface. If this intrigues you, you can support the creation of Beck's End on Kickstarter until the 17th of July. For more information on the show and to pledge your support, visit becksend.com. That's becksend.com. And you might recognize a voice here or there. Have fun and enjoy the episode.
Hi, Alex here, founder and CEO of Rusty Quill Limited. In case you haven't heard, there is now a Magnus Archives novel. The Library of Jürgen Leitner is set in the world of the Magnus Archives and written by Nebula Award-winning author Premi Mohammed with our very own Jonathan Sims. The story follows Hugh, a university dropout desperate to find somewhere to belong and his new job at an esoteric library. The books he must investigate for the enigmatic Jürgen Leitner are not normal, because the library is not a vault, sealed and silent, but a hive, alive, buzzing, and ready to sting. The Library of Jürgen Leitner releases October 27th, 2026, but you can pre-order it right now in the US and UK from your local bookshop or by using the link in the episode description. If you live outside of the UK or US, you may be able to make an international order for this first publication, but it depends on individual retailers' shipping policies.